Begin the current daven sentence. Even that tzadei zayin. Begin no medal. Begin to taste the masal. Begin to the gemara. Rav Chizda says this message. This tells us aniva psul betfilin, that obviously making a bow regarding the tefillin is invalid. Taisa explains why didn't Rav Chizda say like a baya, which we had this question regarding. Okay, so Rav Yehuda says you can't bring in the new ones. Why? Because the new ones aren't tied, so that we can't bring it in. Because you can't tie a knot in Shabbos, so the Gemara says, okay, make a bow. So Rav Chizda says, obviously a bow is not valid of a tying for tefillin. Abaye says, no, Rav Yehuda goes according to his reasoning that making a bow is the Issa Kesher of making a knot on Shabbos, and therefore you can't make a bow. So says Taisa, hey, it's a wonder, Rav Chizda know to Rav Yehuda that, yeah, like Abaye said, that for Rav Yehuda, Nibik Shim Al Yasi, that making a bow is like a regular knot, could come a bow like Abaye says, and therefore that's why it's forbidden. So how is Rav Chizda proving from over here that making a bow is invalid for tefillin? That's a sense of what you could say is the nichel le'ukum misnitin. Now he says, but Chadash is still Rav Chizda preferred to explain the halacha of the Mishnah that says you now go ahead and bring the new pair of tefillin. Rabbanan, like the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Amilav Kshiru, that they say that it's not a violation of tying a knot, and still you can't go ahead and bring the new ones because that's not a valid knot for tefillin. Or you know, another approach to the Ksava that Rav Chizda holds that a fillel Rav Yehuda. No, that actually even according to Rav Yehuda, that he would have held in this case Sharia Niva. That making a bow by the tefillin would have been permitted because it wouldn't be a Kesher Shel Kayam. It wouldn't be the violation of Kshira on Shabbos because Tamadaita, we could presume that his intention was to make it a bow only to bring it into the city. And then Lahata, then to untie it, Velasa Kesher Gam B'chon, to make a regular knot during the weekday, to Barash Shalal, like I previously explained, and therefore that's why he didn't say like a lie. Tinnik says the master begins with Zigmar Bayam, he says, Bhutu Tame B'chon, Bhutu is going according to his reasoning, etc. Shasis explains that do we ultimately consider making a bow like a knot? And if someone has to knot his tefillin every single day? Because like we said in the previous tesis, so Rav Yehuda says he can't bring in the new ones, so I want to just make a bow. So Abaye said, Rav Yehuda goes according to his reasoning, that making a bow is the violation of Kashrim and Atar, and if you not make a bow in Shabbos. So Taisa says, but for Meir, the Sharbe Chadashas, so the Meir that he permits bringing in the new tefillin, that's Machlik Tanayim, he holds that making a bow is not making a knot, and therefore you let him make a bow and bring it in that way, so you could even bring in the new ones. Now, the Taya says Taya, but B'tayim, it's a wonder, because Hakka the Gemara is, that's what we're inferring, is that Rabbi Meir is disagreeing with Rabbi Yehuda, but the Bai Yibere Shalik Sharm, it's actually a question the Gemara brings in Perikalik Sharm, Imanibal Ramek Shirim Lav, if Rabbi Meir considers a bow as a knot or not, but Kaibetaku, and the Gemara remains with a taker that it doesn't resolve it. So how is it obvious to the Gemara here that Rav Meir does not consider it as kosher? So Rav Meir says it's different. The Hasan bid the Mahadik. There is Tumah where one does the bow very tight. Oh, that's where it's not clear. But Vahachabal the Mahadik here where it's not being done tight, that's where the Gemara, our Gemara understood that he holds for sure it's not going to be considered as a knot. Now, the Halacha says, the Halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. It would seem a little bit that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Aniva Kshirihu, that making a bow is like making a knot. From the fact that Abaye concludes Yehuda Tamei, that the interpretation of our Mishnah is Yehuda go according to his reasoning, which is Vistamas Nit, Nasik Yehuda, that means our anonymous Mishnah is going like Yehuda, which is based on this premise of Aniva being considered as Kashira. But me, however, on the other hand, says Taisim, in the park, some of the Ashas Mepshidis, from the fact that the Gemara asked in such a simplistic way on our Mishnah, V'la'ant V'me'anev, that we should be able to make a bow, Mashmadein Allah Rabbi Yehuda. And the fact that the Gemara asked it as a question sounds like that, no, that's Allah does not follow Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why the Gemara asked it as a question. Now, says Taisus, Mikanam Rabbein Tam. And from here, Rabbein Tam says, the Intzach B'chol Yoim, Lahatu Kesher Tfilm, that every single day you don't have to untie the knot of your tfilm, V'lach Sablik Shabashah Shemanichan, and to go and retie it when you're going to put it on. Kogoin Shoy Om Rabbein Eliyo, like Rabbein Eliyo actually said that one has to. And that says Rabbeinu Tam no, because the mekanim, if that would be the case, Chadash is Amay Asar Hacham Shem Kshira. Why are we saying you can't bring the new pair of tefillin? Because you're making a knot. Hol Av Kesher again. It's not a long standing knot because every single day you have to redo it again. Now Masha Hei Rabbeinu Eliyahu Rai. This that Rabbeinu Eliyahu had brought a proof that you have to make the knot every single day. In fact, the Gemara says Menachas Av Lamehei Mabez Tefillin Name Asam Barachalein says when you make the bracha on the tefillin, it's Meshas Hanachas Chas Kshira. It's from when you put it on until you make the knot. So you see, you have to make the knot every single day when you put it on. Well, that says Rabbeinu Tam, Lava Hainu Kshir Mamash, doesn't really mean to say you have to make the knots of tefillin every day. El Kshir Dahasim Hainu Hiduk, when it says Kshir, it means fastening on one's head. Kamoy Shil Yikshir Bavlad, like we have the terminology that the placenta is tied onto the child. It doesn't mean it's tied, it just means that it's tight on it. As the Gemara says, Nidin Dav Chav Vav Mabez, and those are Bechin Kshur Bekegel, but it's tied onto like a dog. It doesn't really mean to say it's tied onto, but it's really, it's like attached to the person. And therefore, it's, but the one doesn't have to make a Gshir. So, they said that according to Behuda, making a bow is like a bona fide knot, whereas according to a mayor, although the Gemara is in doubt, if he considers that a knot, that's when you do it tight. But in our Gemara, where it's not tight, it's not considered as making a knot. Initially, Taisi says, Allah has not followed like a Behuda. Initially, Taisi says, Rabbeinu Eliyahu requires making the knots of the tefillin every single day. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, that's not necessary. Tinnik says, the Malka begins with the Gemara, Keshe Shal Tefillin, the knot of the tefillin, Halach HaLamech Mesina. Chase explains, what's this knot? So, Pirish Bukun Drashi explains, Halach HaLamech Mesina, Heichu Asu. Halach HaLamech Mesina is, how is the knot made? Meaning, Shudem L'Dalas. That in the back of the Shal Reish, it's similar to a Dalas. But for Rase, also come in shin, and in the stitching of the tefillin box, you make like a shin. And you have a strap attached to the tefillin shal yad. And the edge is bent over, and it's similar to a yud. You have Hashem's name of shin dal yud in the tefillin. And that's halacha mishum zina, how that's done. So it says, that doesn't seem to be correct to the Ri. The only thing that's halacha mishum zina is the shin in the tefillin. Like it sounds like Gemara Shabbos, the Chaz Mabes. Because the comment the Gemara says, but this the Ravisa taught. The only thing that's valid for the acts of heaven, like a tefillin, is only the skin of a kosher animal. And what do we know? There's that the Torah of Hashem, which is what the tefillin should be in your mouth, meaning what is permitted to put in your mouth, meaning that's kosher. And it says Gemara, that he said, overcome the shin. The Gemara says it's for the shin. Says, what do you mean? How could you say that Rav Yisrael is teaching shin shel tefillin halacha mishum Sinai? Mishum the Gemara says, you're right. Is saying rather it's for the straps. And v'loy parach medal v'yud. The Gemara is only asking from the shin and doesn't ask from the dal v'yud. Hashem dein kedusha el b'shem levad. Sounds like that the sanctity is only on the shin. V'hidavka halacha. That's the only one that's halacha mishum Sinai. And additionally, says Tosef, let me tell you b'shem makom shei akesha kara dal. We don't find that the kesher is called a dalet. Rather, obviously, this is the Gemara says that the kesher is tefillin halacha mishum Sinai. It's not in reference to the letter dalet, like Rashi says. Next is the Mazda begins with the Gemara v'noyehen labar, and their adornment is towards the outside, which Tosef comes to explain what that means. The Gemara asked that it sounds like, oh, because Rabbi Yehuda considers a bow as a knot, that's why you can't bring in the new ones. But if not, you would. How could you say that? But the Kesher Shal Tefillin Halacha Mishum Sinai, and Rav Nachman says in the Ehen Labar. So Pirush Rei, the Rei explains that Kesher Kai, that this is going on the knot, meaning that the beauty of the knot should be visible from the outside. Kamesh Pirush Baruch, like the Arch explains, that Noi HaKesher Yifan L'Tzad Chutz, that the beauty of the knot should be towards the outside, meaning Oysa Tach and Erkein Dalad, that side which looks like a Dalad should be visible from the outside. Halachi Ma'is L'Hacha. And therefore, that's why the Gemara is bringing it over here when we're asking, how's it possible to make the bow of the tefillin? But you need that the side that has the knot should be seen like a dalid, visible to the outside. And when you make the knot like a bow, it doesn't have the form of like a dalid. Next, the Master begins with the Gemara, Lekech, tefillin, Mimisha, and Mumcha, Bechul. If someone buys tefillin from someone that's not a professional, etc. Chase is coming to explain, how is it even permitted to buy us? As our Gemara is talking about from the Mumcha. Because it says, if someone buys tefillin from someone that's not a mumcha, so you got to check three of them, either two of the head and one of the hand, or the other way around. So, to make sure that it's kosher. But says Taishim, it's a wonder. The perkat chelis tanya in menachas of mebez and mebez, we learn in the brayse that tefillin, yeshlam bedika, tefillin could be checked, and the ein nikhan elam in a mumcha. It could only be purchased from a professional. So you see, you're not allowed to buy from a mumcha. Now, says Taishim, don't say, oh, what that means to say, bedibaloi bedika comes when you're not allowed to buy from a non-professional. When you don't check, because the Einikhan El Mumcha, you could only buy from a professional. But if you check, it could even be from Einikhan El Mumcha. So it says you can't say that because it's turning safer. Because the end of the Brisa says, whereas Svar Mezuzis, Yeshlen Bedika, they could be checked. The Nikhan and Kaladam, and they could be purchased from every single person. Now, how's it possible to buy from every single person without checking? Obviously, in the Brisa, that Svar Mezuzis, when it says it has Bedika, and you can buy from every single person, meaning through Bedika, then you can purchase from every single person. So that means to say when the Reisha said by tefillin that they have bedika, but they could still be purchased only from the mumcha, sounds like even with bedika. So how could the Gemara over here say that you could buy tefillin from someone that's not a mumcha and then check it? That's a taste. I'm reading the Reisha says the hasam like a tchila coming. You're right. The Gemara over there is talking about initially. It's like a tchila. The enikhan el mumcha, you only buy from a mumcha. Why? Shalei tzarech lekrei, kol tefar lebatkin, that you don't have to rip up the stitching of the tefillin to go out and check it. Vicky bezayin tefillin, it's a disgrace for the tefillin. And also, but can also, you have to be concerned that he might become lazy and not check it. He's going to rely on putting it on without checking for the moment, and he's going to put it on without checking it. And therefore, yes, that's why the Gemara over there says, like, one should not buy tefillin from someone at all that's not a professional. But here we come on after the fact. Shekfaloch, that already bought. And then you could check. Or he doesn't find a professional to buy from. Then, of course, one could go ahead and buy from the Mumcha and go ahead and then check it. Kachinik says the master begins with Gemara Mitzvah, Tzvasa Mekrichas, if he finds it, different types of bundles. Mach Shekalein, he waits until it gets dark, which this place really belongs on Dav Tzadihe in the Mishnah. Which Tzadihe comes to explain, why is it that if someone finds a new tefillin, he doesn't have the halacha of Tzvasa Mekrichas. We're saying that if you find bundles, so you wait until after Shabbos, because you can't take it on Shabbos, you wait till after it gets dark. Since Tesis and Tamet's a wonder, but Chadosh is Nami, then by Nutfon also, the actual lecture that, the whole reason why you can't take it is because you can't knot it. Okay, so why do you just walk away? Why don't you make him wait until it gets Matzah Shabbos, till it gets dark? Because of the disgrace of Tefillin, just like when they're in bundles. And that's the Tesis for someone you could say is no. The Bishon is Dafka, specifically by old Tefillin. The Chazilach Nezugzug, where technically you are able to and allowed to and really obligated to carry them in one pair at a time. So Asa Takana, Felikishem Rubin. So therefore they did some of the rectification, even when there's too many. Vein Kalos, Kodesh gets coming. You can't finish taking them all back in before it gets dark to wait till it gets dark. Because really these are the types that you have an obligation. But by new ones, which you never had the obligation, so then we don't require you to wait till after it gets dark to be made at the Tefillin.